The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, that's right. Little W Sauce, little Bloody Mary mix. Don't forget my friends at the W Sauce always. Get over to WSauce.com. Also, New Realm Brewing, Owl Inn Lager, the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics, who there might be some people that need some cold beers in that athletics department right now.
Getting
I'm not really sure what's going on, but Brian Bohannon was indeed fired yesterday at a 1-8 start. To the FBS era for Kennesaw State. He's been the only head coach in the program. Not really sure what's going on, but the AD Overton decided to make a change in leadership and then kind of tried to put out there that he stepped down. Yeah, that's not it, dog. Better named co-offensive coordinator Chandler Burks, the interim head coach. I believe he's only like 28 or 29 years old. So not really sure what's going on, but this was a program that was 48-15 in their first five seasons in the FCS startup, and I do not like this move. I think it's silly, but you know what? I'm not an AD, so maybe one day I will be, but today's not the day.
It's just so much back and forth, and I know they've had that one big upset over Liberty, but he seems like he was in such good command of that program throughout their FCS time, and then you go to FBS, and it's like you don't even give him an adjustment period. And I've met him plenty of times, had conversations, great dude. Seems like he's just the founder of that. He's like Bobby Bowden was at FSU almost, you know? And so it's just crazy to think of a Kennesaw State without a Brian Bohannon.
Yeah. I also want to say that the NASCAR season has ended. It's a sad time. And my guy, Ryan Blaney, just didn't have quite enough at the very, very end, got to within, 0.3 seconds.
Yeah.
And couldn't make the pass. It's tough at Phoenix to pass. There's a lot of guys that were racing like they were in the championship that weren't. Some would call them wheelmen. I would call them jerks at some points in time. Christopher Bell obviously had he was out to get NASCAR for feeling like he was cheated out, which in some ways it's hard to blame him
really
for feeling that way when NASCAR allowed certain manufacturers to basically just do whatever they wanted without repercussions. But I got to give a shout out to my guy, Ryan Blaney, who drove his tail off, gave it everything, and just came up short. Joey Logano is now your three-time.
Friend of the show, Joey Logano.
Yeah, he is.
Of the show, Joey Logano.
Yeah, he's never been a friend of mine, but he is a friend of this show. And it's hard to, if people grow, which rarely they do, you have to give them credit. And I give Joey Logano credit for growing and becoming a better ambassador
version of himself
for the sport. And so congratulations to him.
Yeah,
it's just, it's rough.
I'm on the hunt now, dude.
Rough.
I got to find a new NASCAR driver. I'm on the hunt.
The 12 team.
I can't pick him. I have already canceled out the ability to pick a past champion because I've talked so much crap to other people.
Yeah, well, that's because they picked a past champion on the perceived best team as a whole. So that was kind of a built-in.
Got to start my bracket. We'll see. We'll see who I whittle it down to by the time they get back to Atlanta Motor Speedway at the end of February.
Maybe we'll call our guys at Atlanta Motor Speedway and see if they have any insight for you on who to and not to pick, maybe.
Yeah.
Obviously, off the record.
It's a great idea. I think we'll follow up with that.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.